Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.
Merryman Herbs is located at 1405 Merryman Lane in Decatur, Illinois. Our hours are 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays. So we're open every day. Our phone number is area code 217-429-1555. Our website is at www.merryman.com, and that is spelled MARIMANN.com, all one word. We have a Facebook page, Merryman Herbs. Feel free to call us at any time, again at 429-1555. If you missed a show or you'd like to listen to more shows, you can go to WSOY AM and click on podcasts, and then you'll see the Merryman Mike King Better Life show. You can go to that webpage and then you can click on shows and you can pick out any of the shows that you've missed or that you would like to listen to. There's also a link under radio on our website at www.merryman.com. Today we have with us Bruce Topping, who's a national educator for Garden of Life. I've just been talking to him off the air past few days and so forth, and we've been going over a lot of the new things that are coming out. One of the latest things, actually coming from Garden of Life, which is one of my favorite companies for probiotics and things that address the new, what we call the microbiome, but they've come out with this whole new product line. I think Dr. David Perlmutter has had a lot of input into it, and he's actually one of the leading neurologists and nutritional doctors in the country. He's written the Grain Brain and several other books. Brilliant man. I always get his feeds and Facebook. I liked him on Facebook and so forth. But it's interesting now. We actually have about 4.2 pounds, a little over 4 pounds of probiotics in our body. Most is what's in our gut, and gut's really not a word that we always use. It's the colon and the small intestine, but we have a respiratory microbiome. We have a urogenital microbiome, and we also have a digestive, or, you know, what we would call a gut microbiome, and those all interplay. I remember Dr. Nancy Angelini, one of her lectures 100 years ago, was saying that they kind of do a walkabout. So what you have in your nose can get down into your gut or your urogenital system. So we want to keep those probiotics, the good bacteria, always healthy and live. And anyway, so Bruce, you've got this whole new product line now. Explain a little bit about the science behind this. I know Dr. Perlmutter has like 4 basic tenets. One is, you know, not a lot of sugar, not a lot of carbs. Obviously, get your omegas. I think he's really down on cholesterol, which I wholeheartedly agree with. Get a gluten sensitivity test if you have a lot of digestive issues. And then bring in the probiotics. So explain a little bit about the science behind this and how your company fits in and why you went with this particular line.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, you are most welcome. I'm honored. You're an extremely intelligent person. We were just talking about the more you know, the less you know.
So. True. Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody can have an ego in science.
That's exactly right.
But yeah, this microbiome thing, it's blowing up. I mean, what we're finding out, I think it's almost like a forgotten organ. It's on that level that in the last 15 years, we've had this whole frontier of medicine looking at the microbiome.
Yeah, I just want to interject real quick here. Actually, we have basically another living organism that we can't live without, and it can't live without us. It's our gut friend.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a shield, but it also kind of influences our brain and all of that. Explain this.
Yeah, so it turns out that humans have evolved with this giant teeming mass of microorganisms that's actually awash our whole body. Like you said, it's not just our gut. It's actually like if you removed the human in front of you and you were looking at a human body,
right,
and you removed all the physical matter of the human, you would still see an outline of their eyeballs and their hair, and you know, you would basically see the bacteria has coated every inch of them.
Well, it's even on your skin.
Yeah, every inch of your skin is coated. And,
right.
And you know, it turns out that there are healthy germs. For a long time, people thought bacteria were bad. You know, we've all heard that germs are bad for us, wash your hands and all that stuff.
Right.
But
right.
Now we've learned that not all bacteria are bad, and that, in fact, many of the bacteria that live in our body are crucial. And what they really do, as you just said, they influence so many hormones, so many neurotransmitters. They influence our immune engagement. In fact, you know, Dr. Perlmutter, I love his quote. He has said, "Affecting the microbiome is probably the most powerful lever we have at affecting neurological health." That, in other words, modifying the ecology of what critters live in our gut can actually affect our brain and may, in fact, have a lot to do with our very personality, like
wow.
how much you love your mom and how you relate to your friends and
wow.
how you handle stress.
And well, you know, and another thing, another quote from him is that he says the body works holistically. And
yeah.
he says that we have to step back and say that maybe the answers we've been looking for all these years may lie in the gut.
I couldn't agree more. And,
yeah,
and I love
yeah.
Dr. Perlmutter because
I do too.
He's not just a researcher who's out reading medical journals and abstracts. I mean, this is a guy who works in the trenches, dealing with autistic children, dealing
right.
with adults with Huntington's and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. I mean, it's somebody who is putting their money where their mouth is and is really working with humans, not just research.
Right.
So, you know, what I'll say is that this microbiome thing is a big deal for Garden of Life. Like, we're a digestive health company.
I think you're the best. I mean, you know, ever since Jordan Rubin began, I know he battled Crohn's and he's written a number of books. And I've been to a lot of the lectures and we even did the different diet plans that, and he's got like some really good ideas on, again, what to eat and what not to eat. And so does Dr. Perlmutter. But your company is just phenomenal when it comes to the probiotics. I remember the old Primal Defense with the
yeah.
homeostatic soil organisms. I remember you telling me a little bit about the, what is it, the Bacillus subtilis and
That's
how
right.
that...
Good memory.
Yeah, and how all that worked and with the Germans in World War II. That's a kind of a neat story. I don't know if we want to get into that or not, but
that might freak people out.
Oh, well, that's okay. It's radio. we got to keep it exciting here. But yeah, I mean, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit? I love that story. Tell us a little bit about how that was developed, because actually, you know, we've always been told to eat dirt.
Right. Right.
And, you know, explain a little bit about what happened during World War II. And
well, the story goes is that basically the Northern Africans had developed many kind of colloquial folk remedies for treating dysentery.
Right.
And when the Nazis were there invading, they were having a lot of trouble with intestinal infections, you know, amoebic dysentery, bacterial dysentery. It's like their guts were just falling apart.
Yeah, and you
so
can't run an army on that.
That, you know, sulfa drugs that were new at the time,
right.
and they weren't working. So they eventually asked the tribes and then the Bedouins and the Arabs in the area, and they said, you know, what do you guys do? How come you guys aren't dying of dysentery?
Right.
And the Bedouins and the Arabs told them, well, you know, we follow a horse or a camel until it poops, and we eat some of the poop, and it has to be warm.
Ew.
And the Germans were like, oh, my God, that's disgusting. I don't know how. No, we're not doing that. But microbiologists actually studied camel poop. And remember, camels just eat grass.
Right,
it's not
right.
as gross as, you know, other
yeah.
poop. But you know, the idea was they basically took apart animal dung,
mm-hmm.
ruminant animals like cows and
right.
horses.
Yeah, the ruminant animals.
Yeah, they
right.
eat lots and lots of grass, and it turns out they concentrate the strains of bacteria that live in and on the grass.
Okay.
So they were actually getting like a very crude, gross probiotic, and none of the probiotics are made from poop nowadays. Let me be very clear.
Oh, yeah,
yeah
right.
Yeah, no one's doing that. But
right, and then
the
there's always...
started.
There's, yeah, and there's always the... the danger of a pathogen or something like that.
Yeah.
So that I know it's a very well. What's done now for manufacturing is way far away
yeah.
from
yeah.
following
it's all
an animal.
In a lab. It's
right.
all you know, very yeah. clinically studied and sterilized.
Right.
Yeah, it's,
right.
it's a whole different game. But that's
sure.
an interesting story that the Nazis actually
yeah.
had amazing success in treating dysentery using what a strain that later got known as Bacillus subtilis or subtilis, which is, you know, under soil,
under soil.
So it's a really old strain. It's one of the first strains that ever got encapsulated back in the 40s.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah.
yeah.
So we've been eating dirt for a long
yeah,
time.
Totally. And it turns out that that strain is actually the source of a lot of novel antibiotic compounds that nowadays a lot of researchers are looking at soil bacteria and some of the antibiotics that they make, and they're looking at actually patenting and designing synthetic versions of these antibiotics that will be really the first new antibiotics in 30 years.
So the bacteriocins that they're putting
right.
out are
yeah.
actually very effective.
That's right.
And then they would make an antibiotic. I generally think antibiotics being more as a mycotoxin, but I guess you could make an antibiotic. They should call them bacteriocins. There's kind of gets into the blender, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're looking at all kinds of different compounds. Some of them are bacteriocins, not all,
yeah.
but it's a really interesting field of medicine. So that's kind of where Primal Defense is. It's like the armored tank, the Navy SEALs of the probiotic world, and they go in there and they go into the gut, and they can really change the ecosystem. They can sort of, you know, level the landscape and clear away the brush so to speak.
Right.
Make it, you know, a lot more habitable for the rest of the troops and the rest of the colonies to
right.
move in.
Right. And makes our microbiome, our little gut friend, that shield that protects us. Because, you know, if you have a good microbiome, it's going to produce a lot of the bacteriocins and act like a natural antibiotic. It's also antiviral, antifungal, good for all kinds of different pathogens. I don't know how effective it would be against protozoans and so forth and parasites, but obviously if you have a very healthy digestive system, you're going to be less prone to getting all kinds of what we call the germs or the bugs in our
pathogen.
Our body.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I know I've seen it in action. I've seen Primal Defense absolutely in action. It's been a mainstay of your company, and I've seen it do some phenomenal things. We do need to precaution everybody a little bit when you do start on a probiotic regimen to be ready for what we call a little Herx Primer detox. Can you explain a little bit about that to us?
That's a great place to go. So Primal Defense is pretty aggressive. It secretes a lot of compounds that are really antimicrobial and will actually chip away and peel at some of the spores and plaque and mucus and biofilms. It'll
all the yuck in the gut.
Some of the bad guys.
Yeah.
And when you kill the bad guys, they actually get chopped into little fragments. And their little fragments are actually potent toxins. They're called lipopolysaccharides. So it's the actual pieces of their cell membrane that when those things get chopped into little bits, they float into the blood and lymph, and now your immune system reacts to them. And they've been well studied. We now know that those lipopolysaccharides, or collectively called endotoxins.
Right, so they're like little fat molecules, kind of?
Yeah, that's right. They're like sugary fat molecules.
The nasty fat. Sugar fat.
They're real nasty for our immune system. So when you take Primal Defense, or even regular lactobifido strains, sometimes people can get, you know, feelings of headache, bloating, nausea, gurgling, abdominal pain, you know,
achy,
all kinds
kind of
symptoms.
Achy. I've seen that. And then all the stuff that comes out, too, sometimes.
Yeah, their stool will look very odd.
Yeah, and smell, who
and
knows.
Smell odd, yeah.
But that's good. You know, sometimes I tell people the worse you feel, the better the product is working. But you can always, with any supplement, you can always stop.
Yep.
You can drink a lot more water.
Absolutely. Bentonite clay is one of my favorites.
And bentonite, yes, you can take some other things that are like the charcoal, the bentonite clay, ALO. There's a lot of other things you can do to kind of clean up. Chlorella is a really good one. Spirulina, there's a lot of things you can do to kind of help mop up and get all that gunk out of your body.
Yeah, we have a green drink with lots of detox herbs. It's called Alkalizing and Detoxifying. It's in the perfect food line. So it's perfect food, alkalizing, detoxifying. I love to give that to people when they're on Primal Defense. Because it really helps their body eliminate all those wastes and helps trap all the endotoxins, and they just don't get the headaches and all the yucky feelings.
Okay, and what was that again?
It's called Perfect Food Alkalizer and Detoxifier.
Okay, so it's got probably a lot of greens and so forth in it.
Yep, a lot of what you just said, you know, a lot of chlorella, a lot of spirulina, a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff that really helps your liver dredge, and a lot of stuff that helps your lymph move, and a lot of stuff that helps your bowel eliminate.
Awesome, awesome. So it's chock full of really, you know, very, and I'm sure it's all organic nutrients.
That's right.
For your body. And along all this line, the fiber, how does the fiber fit in to all
of this? Well, I'll tell you, I consider fiber a little bit controversial because so much of the fibers that are sold out there are bulking laxatives.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of them. I think they're terrible. I only recommend psyllium or Metamucil if you have diarrhea.
Right.
And I don't recommend it for anybody long term. I mean, what happens is it tends to impact. It tends to become like basically obstructed in the bowel, and we see like a swelling and ballooning. It's almost like you're making sausages at home and you pressure stuff too much meat into the casing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what happens to your intestine. When the fiber goes in, it can actually balloon it and create a hernia.
Wow.
And we see a lot of that in the studies. So I'm really more about prebiotic fibers.
Well, and another thing to interject here, psyllium also, I've read that it can be kind of dehydrating to the membranes.
That's right. That's exactly
so it's absorbing all of this moisture that's in your bowel, and then it's also absorbing moisture out of the tissues, which can end up causing a lot of problems. I didn't realize that the swelling can actually lead to
herniation,
and probably, you know, then you could get into appendicitis and all the other crazy stuff that goes on.
I'll tell you a personal story. One of my family members did psyllium for years.
Uh-huh.
You know, we all owned health food stores back in the 90s, and so we were all into it. And I remember ordering like the 30-pound box of psyllium for my uncle. And he took it every day and eventually had all these colon problems. And they went in and did exploratory surgery. Yeah, it had dried out the bowel so badly that he had like a pencil opening. His lumen was packed with psyllium.
Okay, and the lumen is the inside part, for those that don't know, like in your blood vessel or wherever.
It was packed that no waste, no stools could move through there.
My.
And he had to get a lot of his colon removed. And it was, you know, you ask him about psyllium today. I mean, the guy will throw furniture telling you how horrible it is. So, I mean,
I bet. Yeah, because he's lost some of his colon. Another thing, too, though, if you do have a lot of undigested material in your bowel, I know you're probably familiar with this as the systemic enzymes, but we're not going to get into that today. But they do some further aids in digestion, and of course, there's the enzymes. But I really want to get to this Dr. Newline, Dr. Formulated, and I think we need to maybe come back and talk a little bit more about the basics and some other things, because I know you have a really phenomenal product line already. You have the Primal Defense, and then you have the Raw product line, which maybe we should talk about that. But today I want to talk a little bit about this new Dr. Formulated product line. And the thing that really piques my interest, and maybe we should start with that, is the mood part of it.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I just, they've done a lot of studies. They did studies on mice. There is now strong evidence from animal studies that gut microorganisms can activate the vagus nerve, and such activation plays a critical role in mediating effect on the brain and behavior. This came from Advances in Experimental Medicine and Biology 2014. This has been going on for a long time. We actually know that there's also great influence. If the microbiome gets damaged, children have a triple risk of developing ADHD. There's all kinds of things that you know, we talk about. There's more neurotransmitters in your digestive system than are in your brain. I've also heard, too, and I think it was from Barbara, our sales representative, was telling us there's actually a clinical study saying, okay, well, you know, you're saying that these probiotics can affect your mood. But yes, there was a study showing that cortisol, which is a stress hormone, was lowered. So I'm sure you've got a lot more information. Let's update us on where's the science, what's going on with this, and how can probiotics affect your microbiome and affect your mood?
Yeah,
so I'm going to take a probiotic and be happy.
Yeah, how the gut bacteria affect our happiness level is a new area of research. And just like you said, a lot of animal studies, and now there's a bunch of human trials that have been published. And what they're basically saying is that these bacteria, through their production of short chain fatty acids, specifically butyrates, can really influence the brain's production of GABA, which is the main inhibitory. It's like the brain.
Gamma-aminobutyric acid.
That's
There's
right.
a lot of
so
drugs
GABA
that mimic that.
It's a really big
yeah.
neurotransmitter in our nervous system. And a
yes.
lot of people don't have enough GABA expression. It's
and
like
it pushes the dopamine and so forth.
Chattering away. They can
right.
never cool off and put the brakes on.
Right, right.
And the other one that they're looking at is oxytocin, which is a neurotransmitter involved in love. It's responsible for the reproductive drive in humans.
Is that what's in chocolate?
It's what you get when you eat a lot of chocolate. Yeah. You can influence oxytocin through those amines in chocolate.
Wow.
But specifically, we can find out that when humans eat these strains, and it's Helvetica and Longum.
Okay.
And these are studied in France. We actually have paid a huge licensing fee to have the license to sell these two novel strains that have never before been sold over the counter in this country.
So just to interject real quick, I mean, we're talking about, you know, what I would call the older information coming from World War II in Germany and that being implemented, and then maybe some new technologies from France. So this is coming, and I know about fermentation. I mean, so this is coming from all over the world. Your company's like putting everything together here then.
Well, we have a pretty extensive product development team that goes around and goes to all the trade shows and talks to people in, you know, Japan or South Korea or South America. I mean, we're everywhere. We have a really advanced team. So you're right. We have to go around the world to make this kind of stuff. But basically, we're licensing new strains that have been extensively studied in their own rights, and now they're combined. And we've seen research on them as a combination. So it's Helveticus and Longum. And yeah, they're studied for lowering cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and they can measure it in your urine. They're actually looking at markers of anger and hostility. They're looking at feelings of euphoria. They're measuring, you know, what they call somatization and depression, and really looking at some strong science for how these bacterial strains can help support mood and positive emotional health. You know, we want people to have a way of feeling better about their environment, having a better handle on their emotional health. And I'm so excited about this. We combine that with ashwagandha and a special blueberry extract. So it's not just the strains, although they're the heavy lifters.
Right. And then, of course, you could always, and we've talked about this on the radio show before, you could always take the curcumin extracts, the BCM95, and that has a lot of, because it brings down the inflammation in your body, right. And that helps the atypical depression, as we've talked in the past, and that helps to uplift your mood too. Now, I've been to a few lectures, one in particular that I watched online. I think it was the University of California, some researcher out there. They actually did some major studies on how the bacteria and the probiotics in your digestive system can actually help with atypical depression, maybe even as far as getting into schizophrenia and things like that. So when you have bowel problems, not only do you have problems with, you know, your nutrients coming in, and that can mess up your body and your brain and your immune system and all of that, but it also actually interplays with the neurotransmitters and the nutrients and the chemicals in your brain that affect your mood. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, we're really seeing that through modifying mineral levels and modifying amino acids that are absorbed, and specifically looking at those neurotransmitters, through all of that combined, we're seeing a major uptick in their alpha waves. So when you look in their brain in a scanner, we're seeing a lot more alpha wave patterns. So they're more relaxed. You know, alpha waves are the ones that you make when you're, like, you know, you're sitting in the hammock.
Exactly.
Enjoying your time.
Right.
So we're trying to get less beta waves.
Right, beta is the more intense,
and
I never did understand that. It's not in proper order, I think. But,
right.
You know, beta is the more intense, and alpha is actually the more relaxed. And then there's what is it, delta
beta waves and beta delta waves,
right.
And beta waves, and all that.
Right, yeah, I've done a lot with the there's a lot of like biofeedback and the binaural beats with the meditation and so forth. That's another whole, I should probably bring some people on the show. If anybody's interested out there, give me a call and call the radio station here, and we can do some things on the mental aspects. Now, this gets very confusing for a lot of people, but there are probiotics out there that have 2 strains, 10 strains, 30 strains, 1 billion colony-forming units, 50 billion. Can you kind of make sense of all of that? Some are refrigerated. Some are on the shelf. Some are enteric-coated. I know we don't have a lot of time left, but can you kind of put all that together so when we go shopping for probiotics, we don't have to ask Mike everything? We will know what we need to get, right?
Yeah, so in 5 minutes. Well, let's see.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many myths. I'll say that Garden of Life, you know, we don't believe in enteric coating unless it's enzymes. I think that there's just not much science on enterically coating probiotics.
Interesting.
That's marketing.
Okay.
As far as the multi-strain thing, I think it really depends on what you're after.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like we use specialized strains for specialized outcomes. So if you have a really slow transit time, like your bowels just don't move, then we're going to give you a heavy amount of bifidobacter strains. You know,
okay.
So that's like we make one called Colon Care. It's in a green box, so think green light, go.
Right.
To make your bowels move. So, you know, I would say, you know, just do your homework and look for a good company that ships cold and has good strains, that has really put some science and investment and engineering into their formulas.
Right.
And I know
right.
when you go to Merryman, you know, you're going to find a much better that than you will at the drugstore. That's
well,
darn sure.
We cherry pick. I mean, I pick the best from the best companies. And again, I think your company makes some of the best leading probiotics in the world. I mean, you've done so much research. So what's up with this 1 billion to 50 billion? Why, you know,
the cell count. I
what's
mean,
the dose
traditionally,
there?
A lot of the cell counts were very low. And I think that was often for price point. You know, nobody back in the 90s, nobody was walking into the store wanting to buy a 50 billion or acknowledging the importance of that.
Right.
But I believe that 30 to 50 billion is like the minimum.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're considering special soil strains, I mean, nobody takes 50 billion of bacillus for
right.
Example. But if you're talking a typical probiotic, which means lacto and bifido strains,
right.
But I think 30 to 50 billion to me is the minimum. I mean, we got to remember that your bowel is over 40 trillion cells.
Right.
So, you know, that's like a tenth of 1%. So it may sound like a lot when somebody says, ooh, 5 billion.
Right.
But it's not really that big of a number when it comes to the gut. So I consider the higher cell counts to be a lot more therapeutic in terms of actually able to shift the ecosystem and improve the ratios of the ecology.
Right. And sometimes that depends on the strain, too.
Yeah.
I know there's like the Plantarum strain, which is supposed to be good for the gram-negative bacteria, which is very aggressive as as growing in the digestive system. Now, real quickly, what's going on with this refrigerated, non-refrigerated, desiccated? I've had been to lectures on all of this, but I want to hear it from the source. I know you know your stuff, Bruce. So
there's a certain rate of decline. When you put bacteria into a capsule, I mean, you try to keep them dry and cold, which slows their life cycle down, but they can't be stopped. They're still going to consume some nutrients, and that means they're going to slowly starve. So companies try to overformulate. You know, like if you're making a shelf stable, you might say it's 5 billion, but you have to actually put 25 billion in there. And
right.
2 years out, it's way down to 5 billion.
Yeah, and then that's not going to do any good.
That's right. So we've finally developed a new technology. It's all about the bottle. The whole bottle is a desiccant.
Yes, tell us real quickly about that.
So it basically, normally when you buy a probiotic, there's a little desiccant pack floating around in the bottom.
Right.
So what we did is like we took 100 of those desiccant packs and we made the whole bottle out of it. So now the entire housing traps moisture, and it can keep the humidity in the bottle under 5%, which is insane. And that's how we can keep the shelf stability so much longer. We can actually sell a 50 billion on the shelf.
Wow.
And even, you know, a year and a half later, it'll still be above 50 billion.
That is just amazing. Well, we've learned a lot today. I know that about 70% of, and this is kind of coming from the literature, about 70% of all the probiotics out there have not even been cultured. We're still learning. This is so very new. Your company is on the forefront of all of this. I think it was one of the leading scientists in the area said that it's about 90% is being missed of some of these new bacteria and so forth. I like your thing on the enteric coating, you know, the acidophilus, that means acid-loving, so there's a lot of strains that can actually go through the digestive system. Your company works real closely on that, on making sure it's available. What you're putting in your mouth is really what is on the package, so you've got that quality control performance. You're putting together formulations that address different, you know, body function needs. I know you've got all kinds of different ones. Just real quickly, you've got something for the prostate, for the mood. You've got one daily. You've got an ultra one daily. Digestive ones, things for kids. A urinary tract, which I think is really important. I think a lot of women have chronic urinary UTI problems, and they don't realize that maybe they need to, on top of the cranberry and D-mannose and some of the other things that are out there, they maybe need to take the probiotics also.
Yeah. Yeah, we make a whole line, and it's all about new technology with the best strains, shipped cold, with no fillers, and expert formulation. We're trying to do it right, just like a practitioner line.
Yes, excellent. Bruce, thanks so much. It's been great talking with you, and we will be talking with you very, very soon. I'm very excited about this. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.